Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey, Uplifters. Our verse this week is from 2 Timothy's first chapter again, but this time verse 7. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. In last week's Uplift, I talked about Paul and his disciple Timothy and how Paul was giving Timothy encouragement in difficult times. And as awesome as last week's advice was from this same letter, it wasn't the only place in these letters between Paul and Timothy where good advice was given from Paul. Another one of the pieces of encouragement Paul gave Timothy is this lovely reminder that God does not give us spirits of fear. God gives us spirits of love. Now, this love is powerful and needed. And don't get me wrong, fear can feel really powerful. It has this uncanny ability to kind of overtake all of our other feelings. It causes doubt and hopelessness and anxiety. In fact, it is the exact thing at the root of all that Timothy was feeling. He was afraid he wasn't good enough. He was afraid he wouldn't have the right words at the right time. He was afraid he would be mistreated for speaking the truth. I think what is most meaningful and true about this verse is that fear is often at the root of most of our feelings too. We think we aren't good enough. We think we can't go forward. When we begin to doubt ourselves or God or each other, when we aren't sure what the next steps will be, that's all rooted in fear. Fear feels big, right? And powerful. And yet it's important to recognize the distinction that Paul makes in this verse today. God does not give us spirits of fear. God gives us a spirit of love, a spirit of power, a spirit of self-discipline. Now, this spirit of love and power is born from knowing just who we are and whose we are. And that pours out from us as love, not fear. There's another verse in the Bible in 1 John that says, there is no fear in love. See, fear comes from the world. It does not come from God. Oh, it's real. We all know fear is real. It's there. But this is the kicker here. Fear is not God. God doesn't give us spirits of fear. God gives us love. God is love, and all love is from God. 1 John also says we love because God first loved us. When we understand and really believe that God loves us just as we are, just how we are, just for who we are, and then when we love others in that same way, there just isn't room for fear. Can you imagine a world without fear? A world solely based in love? It's kind of incredible to think about, isn't it? This is where that other part of the verse comes in, the spirit of self-discipline. It's sort of like Paul is reminding us to be disciplined enough in our daily practice and how we enter the world to not let our fear take over. Paul kind of is acknowledging that the fear is real, but also saying, look, the fear is not from God, and it takes discipline to walk through each day choosing love over fear. So instead of just thinking about a world full of love or dreaming about a world full of love, let's live lives of love, not fear. Now, who's with me? Up Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.